This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The other thing that I would like to say is I firmly made a commitment to Michael this spring, and paid him.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This is like that scene in The Matrix, right, with Joe Pantoliano. Ralphie from The Sopranos. He's having dinner with the agent, and he goes, I know the steak isn't real. I know this wine isn't real. F it. Ignorance is bliss. Like, I know that that Jerry Jones quote is real. It is real. But it feels fake. Like, are we in the Matrix? Michael Parsons? That's actually what's gone on here. Dallas never needed to pay Micah Parsons because they have his lesser-known twin brother, Michael Parsons, who will be lining up to rush the passer this season for the Dallas Cowboys. Michael Parsons. Unbelievable. I still kind of can't believe the Cowboys traded Micah Parsons, but that was a story for last Thursday on the show when that happened. Now, we handicap the Cowboys and the Packers as currently constituted. And as I said in the last segment, the Cowboys did get an injury boon earlier today on Wednesday. Trevon Diggs starting corner, Tyler Guyton starting left tackle, going to play for Dallas. Current side and total market at BetMGM, and Femi and I will talk about this game more later in the show, so I'll save detailed thoughts for then, but just to give a quick opinion now. Philly's an 8.5-point favorite, and that tracks, right? Think about, you know, last week we had Jay Croucher on the show immediately after, like 10 minutes after the trade,
It's the ultimate bet networking with Michael Jenkins and Chelsea O and Sammy P.
That's when you
ring that bell.
It's happened forever. It will continue. Inside the number here. It's a huge point spread at 8.5. I'm not suggesting the Cowboys are going to win. That's not the point of this. But Dallas can't cover 8.5. Also, should the first digit be a 5 in this game for the total? 47.5 with these two teams in this economy? Little food for thought for the season opener. More on this game coming up later in the show. Let's talk Sunday night football for a second. The Ravens and the Bills in Buffalo, where I think that all of us collectively, so certainly me, Femi, and you, because we all love this stuff, right? We all bet, we all play fantasy, we're all super into how these games are going to go. Absolutely, and it's the case with every game, but this is one that I've got circled right now. We need to be checking out this injury report for both teams. The Ravens got a nice piece of injury news today when corner Jaire Alexander signed away from the Green Bay Packers this offseason. And I've been saying this all offseason. Like, I think it's like 1 year, like $6 million for Jaire, somewhere in that range. Like, this is going to be one in like 2 months. People are going to be like, Jaire Alexander makes how much? Like, Pablo Torre might have to find out and do an investigation on this contract for Jaire Alexander. Like when he's like making the Pro Bowl on this small contract, we're going to find out that actually, you know, Steve Bisciotti's paying him to, you know, I don't know, invest in a pool company or something. I have no idea. It's just like, come on. Jaire Alexander limited at practice today, but his first practice in weeks for the Ravens since the beginning of almost a month, he looks like he's on track to play. This matters going up against Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills offense. For the Bills, the news doesn't have to be bad. We've still got time. Still have an injury report tomorrow and Friday, and obviously we'll see what happens going into Sunday. But I think there's a couple causes for concern that we'll keep you updated throughout the week on the show, but I think it's something that needs to be thought about. Number one, Khalil Shakir is expected to play in this game. He's limited in practice today on a Wednesday. It feels like he's going to play. Shakir, who, you know, pound for pound, like, might be Buffalo's best pass catcher. Like, that might be the case. Signed an extension this offseason. He has a high ankle sprain. A high ankle sprain is a debilitating injury for skill position players. Like, a quarterback can play on a high ankle sprain. You don't have to move a ton. Like, wide receivers have to, and running backs and tight ends. This destroys parts of seasons. Shakir might play in the game, and it's possible he's going to be fine. I'm watching this. I'm watching the situation with Khalil Shakir. He matters for this Bills offense. Christian Benford, Buffalo's best corner, limited in practice today. Sean McDermott was asked, is Christian Benford going to play on Sunday? His response, we'll see. Okay, then. Feel like he'll probably go? Is he going to be 100%? This matters. Maxwell Hairston's on IR, the first-round rookie at cornerback. Tre'Davious White didn't practice today. We don't know if he's going to play on Sunday. His Bills secondary's got issues. And rolling into town, Lamar Jackson, Todd Monken, and the Baltimore Ravens. I like the Ravens anyway in this game, but man, if this is what it's going to be for Buffalo, and we'll see. Again, there's still time for this to get figured out. I think Buffalo's going to be up against it, going up against Baltimore on Sunday Night Football in Week 1. You bet on this Wednesday. Couple other notes, injury-wise, around the NFL. Packers-Lions is a gigantic game, obviously, on Sunday afternoon at Lambeau. And since the Micah Parsons deal, Packers have gotten bet, as you might expect. Green Bay currently a 2.5-point home favorite against Detroit. Total in the game is 47.5. Just worth noting, Micah Parsons, like, probably is going to have an epidural. We think he's going to play. It feels like it's not 100%, though, that he's going to play. I think he'll probably play, but just to keep it in mind. Nate Hobbs isn't practicing at one of the cornerback positions. Not great. Jaden Reed's probably not going to play. It does feel to me, and I'm curious if it feels that way to you, the person watching and the person listening. And no matter what the answer to this question is, it doesn't mean that the game's going to go a certain way. But I want you to think about this for a second. Does it feel to you like we collectively, as a football public, are sleeping a little bit on the Detroit Lions? Green Bay trades for Micah Parsons, and it's a huge trade. And no one has poo-pooed the trade, especially not me. And Green Bay, super exciting. And I think the ceiling was raised big time with the acquisition of Micah Parsons. This is not an anti-Green Bay thing, what I'm saying. But Detroit's really good, too. And now all the attention's off. And the Lions find themselves back in the role now of Hunter as opposed to Hunted. I think it makes for a fascinating handicap on Sunday afternoon at Lambeau.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll talk more about that game as this show moves along, and obviously this week. Last injury note for now, and I was going to do something on the Giants, but it looks like Andrew Thomas is going to play. Thomas at practice today for Big Blue. We'll keep you updated on that. He matters a ton, the Giants starting left tackle, going up against the Washington Commanders this week on the road. But it feels like we have one other basically confirmed piece of injury information for this week, for week one. That really matters a lot. New England Patriots young star corner Christian Gonzalez did not practice today on Wednesday with a hamstring injury. And he hasn't practiced in over a month. And listening to Mike Vrabel address the media, and Mike Vrabel's pretty gruff and pretty honest and pretty blunt. Take, for example, when Mike Vrabel was asked about his former head coach when he was a player, Bill Belichick, and basically being led to answer a question about former Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, saying, it takes a while to build a college program, doesn't it? Basically saying, hey, Mike, defend your old coach. To which Vrabel responded, well, I don't know, I worked under Urban Meyer at Ohio State, and he won his first 12 games. I respect a coach with honesty like that. When you listen to Mike Vrabel talk, does not sound optimistic that Christian Gonzalez is going to play. And let's do the math. It's Wednesday. He didn't practice today. He hasn't practiced in a month. Week one's on Sunday. My guess is Christian Gonzalez would have been used to help shadow Brock Bowers, who's obviously the Raiders' best pass catcher, the best tight end in the league. Now it's just, here's Carlton Davis, and I like Carlton Davis a lot, but no Christian Gonzalez is a pretty big blow to this Patriots defense. And my expectation is, and I can be wrong, we'll see, is that Gonzalez is going to miss the game. It really helps Geno Smith and Bowers and Genty and Chip Kelly, Jacoby Myers, Amari Cooper, Dante Thornton, maybe a little sprinkling of Jack Besh, a little Michael Mayer. I'll do like a little Mambo number 5 routine. A little bit of Jack Besh in my life. It helps this Raiders offense. And on the flip side, I just want to remind everybody again, in case you needed it, the Raiders defense could be the worst in the NFL this season. And I know Micah, and I know Max Crosby's a great player. He's awesome. One great player does not a defense make. I think Drake May is going to shred this Raiders defense on Sunday. Slice and dice them. The total's 43.5. And currently at BetMGM, on its way up. 44 a key number when we talk about totals in the NFL. I like this over. And if you do too, the listener or viewer, my advice would be to bet it sooner rather than later. We'll get to awards coming up next segment on the show. Great to welcome Femi Abebefe back. Femi was in Cabo for the last week for his parents' 40th wedding anniversary, right? It was nice enough to join us on the phone last Thursday to talk about the Micah Parsons deal. My friend, how was Mexico? Great to have you back on the show ahead of football season. Happy football season.
Happy football season to you and everyone else out there celebrating. We were on the eve of this bad boy, and we're off and running all the way into the Super Bowl. But I would say outside of like the 30 to 40 minutes of the Micah Parsons trade setting in, Mexico was phenomenal. Like, I love Cabo. It was my second time going to Cabo. We stayed mainly at the resort. The first time I went for my brother's bachelor party, which was like a way different vibe than my parents' 40th wedding anniversary. But it was a lot of fun, though. Got to catch up with a lot of extended family members. About 30 to 40 of us were out there throughout the course of the 6 days. So it was like a mini reunion in addition to like my parents doing a ceremony to renew their wedding vows. There was like a reception. It was an all-white party, which was really cool. Like, I'd never been to an all-white party before. So yeah, it had like a whole theme to it and everything.
Stay away from the Michael Rubin white party. Otherwise, I think we can be in on the white parties.
It wasn't one of those. There was no oil present, no nothing like that.
I was gonna say, is there gonna be a picture on Instagram of Michael Rubin hugging you with like his hand on the small of your back or something?
Yeah, that's where Michael Parsons acted. It was Michael Parsons, CJ Stroud, Tom Brady, Odell Beckham. They were all hanging out in Cabo. None of that was happening. But it was a more traditional all-white party, which was fitting, I guess, around the Labor Day weekend. But it was tremendous. It was really, really cool. Got to hang out with my nephews, which is always awesome seeing them as they continue to grow. So I loved it. You know, stayed out late, as always, as one does on vacation. The sleep was minimal, but we're rested up. We're ready to roll. And, hey, we tried to make the best of it. But I absolutely loved it. I love Mexico. It's always a fun time.
So what's funny about that is you go and, like, that's how you can tell. This is not a criticism at all. This is how you can tell. As someone now that has kids. I have one kid. But and I'm the only person on the show, on the staff, that has a kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you can tell with someone that definitively does not have kids. When you say something like, we stayed out late, as one does on vacation. Meanwhile, my wife and I are on Long Beach Island, LBI, last Monday and Tuesday when I'm out, right before you went away on vacation. And we are back in the hotel room by 8 so our daughter can go to sleep. Put the TV on low after she falls asleep and just sit in silence so as not to wake her up. So that's what you have to look forward to, Femi, if you and your wife ever decide to have kids. Staying up late on vacation will not be an option for you.
That was what my brother was doing. he and his wife were putting their two kids down. My cousin, who has two kids as well, like, she was also like, my mom's going to watch them. Then I'll come out. But if she can't watch them, I got to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I got to go to the room. So it was a little bit of touch and go for them. The afternoon nap was a big theme for the little ones, like around 1 o'clock every single day. But it was cool just seeing them all like playing in the pool. And like, they're kids. They love the pool and splashing around and everything. So it was awesome getting to hang out with the younger generation, of course, the older generation as well. So a beautiful weekend. I was glad I was able to take the time off. But let's do that football thing. Let's get into it.
We will do that football thing. On the other side, we will finalize our awards, bets, and predictions for this coming season in the NFL. Brian Baldinger is still to come. Drew Dinsick still to come. Danny Parkins is still to come. And it moved for week one in the National Football League. Still to come. We're ready for football. Are you? On the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.